the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
You're sloppy, they calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in bands, riding around, and I'll beat up July.
Guys, gals, wrestling fans, and marks alike, this is Rant and Wrestling episode Cattle in a Wine Mixer. Yes, this is 95 of Rant and Wrestling. I am Pootie KD. You already heard Mofo Magic was in the house. What's up, man?
Part 2!
Cattle in a
Wine Mixer! Let's get this done.
And of course, we got the Tweener World Champion, still Tweener World Champion. This is Doomsday, the Iron Man.
The Iron Man of podcasting, that's right. I'm always here, always ready.
You should be in the Hall of Fame for this stuff, man. Like, who could say they've been on 95 straight episodes? Tell me.
Not me. Not I.
Yeah.
I think you actually added all my half episodes. I've been on a total of like 40.
Yeah, if you add the half ones, yeah. You did have a little hiatus, like what, somewhere in like the spring? You were in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're here. We're here to rant on some wrestling. And the Cali the Wine Mixer. Okay, if you don't know what it is, look it up. So the first thing, like I said, well, last week, we're going to talk about our awards later on, for our picks and stuff like that. And we're going to talk about, Monday Night Raw real quick. Just get that out of the way. There's nothing really special happened this weekend. Only thing I wanted to see was the, United States title match between Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio. First of all, crowd was dead.
Okay. The whole show. Crowd was dead. It was depressing.
Even if they looked at their smartphones, man.
Yeah, I know, right? If they wasn't looking at their smartphones, maybe they would see that there's a world in front of them.
Well, no. The Raw got killed this week.
Oh, dude, that game? The National Championship?
I didn't watch the National Championship game. I was following it on my phone, so I wasn't even watching Raw. That's why I said the people in the crowd were probably doing the same shit.
Yeah.
That game looked fucking intense. Like, yeah. You had Alabama was up early. Clemson came back. Alabama came back. Oh, intense.
That. And you know what? Shouts out to Clemson because they held in strong against that Alabama team. And I think the only thing that screwed them up was that onside kick, that random onside kick, and that kick return for a touchdown. That's what messed up Clemson. And other than that, they was hanging toe to toe. They were undefeated.
Yeah, they were probably watching their Watch ESPN app like, man, fuck this.
Yeah,
and man pulled out everyone. Told everybody, get the fuck out there and wrestle. Everyone.
Roman Reigns.
Everyone.
Everyone
was getting a check that day.
Dude, Roman Reigns was in the ring with your boy, Mr. Entertainment, Kevin Owens, you know? And all of a sudden, Vince was just like, you know what? F this. Everybody getting there, defeats the world heavyweight champion, and then all of a sudden, here comes the pain with Brock Lesnar over there tossing everybody. All your favorites was just tossed up and down, dropped on their necks. They were probably scared because they was like, you know what? I don't want to get suplexed. Well, you're getting suplexed. Luckily, you're still in the ring. And Big E got scooped up first.
Yep. like he was a lightweight.
Like he was Kalisto. And he scooped him. And then, you know, the ring clears. Everybody's cheering. Not too much because they're checking the score. And he just F5'd the world champion, Roman Reigns. Mofo, is Roman Reigns okay? Is he out of the hospital with both of his legs?
He's out both his legs and his title. Once again, I expect you from here on out to say the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns.
That is a lot. I will see if I can actually accomplish this goal here. The current WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns, will be defending his World Championship at the Royal Rumble in the Royal Rumble match itself. I don't think this is the first time in history that someone defended the title. Last time it was like 92, and that's everyone's favorite Royal Rumble in 1992, but that title was vacated.
But the marks are, I know they were on the Twitterverse. They were ready on the Twitter. Thumbs were ready. Because good old Steph McMahon, one of my favorites. Definitely, I'm sure she got the snag on that because people weren't waiting. Wait a second. This isn't the first time the WWE Championship was yes, it was. Because last was, it was vacant, so.
Yep. It definitely was. Know your history, people. But I think, okay, so some people said Triple H was going to win the Royal Rumble. Some people said that Roman Reigns can still manage to pull off the biggest victory of his life. Brock Lesnar can win. They won a whole bunch of people in the Royal Rumble. They have a chance to avoid Strike 3. And when I mean strike three, strike one was 2 years ago when Batista won, and last year when Roman Reigns won. The match itself was horrid. It was done wrong. This one, they can do it right. They can do it right, but we said that last year, and we said it the year before that. And it's just, it can't be strike three for them. They have to find a way to make the Royal Rumble mean something, because if it doesn't, it's going to wind up like Survivor Series. No one's going to care.
Anybody will be happy about the Royal Rumble if Daniel Bryan wins.
I think they'll be happy if Brock Lesnar wins, but if Daniel Bryan is in the match, he has to be thrown out by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, basically.
Because if Roman Reigns throws out Daniel Bryan, no. If anyone throws out Daniel Bryan, no. It has to be Brock Lesnar. Has to be. And I don't know if Daniel Bryan's even going to be in there. I'm not even sure.
Well, you know, people are still shouting his name, so. We're still chanting Punk's name. Let it go.
They miss him. They want that man back. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Broken track and literally play it for those guys.
They want that. Now, there's another injury that happened on Monday Night Raw, and I think this is just terrible because they can't take another injury. They really can't. They can't afford to. If they lose Roman Reigns, God help WWE. Okay, because they lost Cena last week. It's a blow, but it's not, a leaky faucet type deal where they can't take it. It's just going to keep leaking, which is Roman Reigns.
Are you serious with John Cena?
No. This is worse. This actually hit me. This hit home. The trombone of Xavier Woods has been broken completely in half. I saw Xavier Woods crying due to the hands of that cool dad, Chris Jericho.
Cool dad.
I hope Xavier Woods is recovering well. He took it hard. No homo. But he is crying. I put blessings to him. And Jericho, damn you, Jericho.
But you know about the other injury, though.
And there's more injuries. What's the other injury? God forbid.
This one's a huge one. Stops all sorts of momentum for somebody that was so hot last year.
Who can it be?
Sasha Banks.
Son of a beastie.
No joke.
And they was like, she was trying to address the rumors like, what, last week? I think she said it on like some Tumblr page or something. Like, you shouldn't believe everything that you hear. And stuff like that. But if they said if it's not on WWE.com, then it's not real. Like, if it's official if WWE.com says it. That's what I heard.
Did you guys also hear, because I thought he was actually going to say another guy, non-WWE star, and you guys both saw this, who's out with the injury now?
Oh, your boy Matt Taven?
Yeah, 6 to 9 months, ACL.
Yeah.
Which is weird because that's what Rollins is out with, right?
Yeah,
I believe so.
He tore his knee too, but I think Rollins's was worse.
Yeah,
but they still have about the same amount of time.
I thought Rollins was like a year.
Yeah, I think his was about a year. Yeah.
Yeah, because Rollins was 6 to 9 months. Then Rollins broke his knee in. Or hurt his knee in, what, around November. So he'd be ready. Yeah, it might be 6 to 9 months. It might be that time frame.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to rush these guys back.
The Matt Taven one's a lot worse, especially for the fact that he got injured. Maria and Mike Bennett peaced out right after. Once his injury is done and he's getting back in action, like, who knows, like, what's ROH going to do with him? And then top it all off.
He's leaving ROH.
The fans are indifferent to him, so he's kind of, like, he's kind of screwed.
Well, the rumor was that he was going to be leaving anyway.
Really?
His contract's up in, like, February. His contract's up in, like, a month or so. So I don't know how they're going to handle. I mean, I'm pretty sure they. I don't know.
That's even worse.
I know nothing about wrestling contracts. Nor do I play one. Nor do I pretend to. Actually, I pretend to a lot, but I don't know how that will affect them. But from what was rumored, and this is all just conjecture, was that because Dixie's throwing out the big daddy's big bucks,
still,
everyone's fucking getting a paycheck like Oprah over there. So he was going to be going to TNA. And I remember them specifically saying, where does this leave Adam Cole? But, you know, Adam Cole is Ring of Honor's golden child. He ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Nah.
I don't think he's going anywhere near.
Do you think Jay Lethal's going anywhere?
Hell no.
Lethal's contract's up soon.
Unless WWE offers Jay Lethal a lot of money, he's not going anywhere. I doubt he'll go back to TNA.
I don't think they're going to offer him a lot of money. But in that, because the thing is, TNA's offering stupid money. Like, the rumor had it, what, they overbid for James Storm, like, gave him $250K or something like that. Like, they were offering these guys fucking bank. Apparently, they offered big money to Mike, like, hey, man, if you need a job, go see Dixie.
Right. Why, though? Like, everyone else is leaving Dixie. Why would you go to Dixie to find a job? Didn't they just let back James Storm?
James Storm did come back. He got paid some big money. He was like, oh, I got that Dixie check.
Oh, my goodness.
let me come back.
He putting out that New Japan money. Hey, anybody remember, I don't know if you guys remember New Japan when they were doing the ex-WWE stars for a bit? Like when Albert went over and those guys started going over, like right before the Bullet Club, when Lesnar was champion and everything? That's how New Japan was. New Japan was offering anybody a contract.
Yeah, because they had Brock, they had Kurt, the Dudleys were there for a little while.
Yeah.
Albert was Giant Bernard over there. MVP, yeah, that's right. MVP was there for a while.
And Shoto Tanaka, who apparently told him that he was Tajiri.
What?
They had Tajiri. They actually had Tajiri, didn't they?
New Japan?
I think they did. I know Tanaka. Yeah, I know that.
New Japan, yeah, they had Tajiri for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they were giving checks, man, out in New Japan.
That's where all the big bucks is. You want to wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom, you gotta go there. And you bring Wrestle Kingdom to the States.
Shelton's been there for, like, forever, since he left.
Yeah, what else happened on Raw? That was it.
Well, in the beginning they had the whole Ambrose Sheamus match.
I heard he got busted open.
Yeah, Sheamus got busted open bad. But then Kevin Owens beat the shit out of Dean Ambrose again.
Something like that. Raw.
You know. Raw. If you don't want to be spoiled, just on SmackDown, then now they are announced officially that there will be a Last Man Standing match at Royal Rumble for the Intercontinental title.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of dope, actually.
But what I don't get about that, how the hell are you going to be in a Last Man Standing match, incapacitated for 10 seconds, and then go on to the fucking Royal Rumble match after that? /end rant.
I mean, they got a rant. Some people are going to have to work double duty, man. Somebody. I mean, unless you want the Social Outcast. Is that their names?
Oh,
Bo Dallas. Yeah, yeah. And you know that Brad Maddox is supposed to be in that group. And then they just, I swear they put in Curtis Axel in there just because. Where the hell is Sandow?
Who cares?
Sandow pops up randomly on, like, Xavier Woods' Up Up Down Down channel, YouTube channel. That's it.
Oh, man.
He was on, I think, he had a little segment during the Madden 2016 championship between Jack Swagger and Seth Rollins. Yeah.
All right.
Always, Jay, someone's always got to be JTG.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, all right.
Always a JTG. Don't let it fool you.
Yeah, yeah. Just lingering around, just getting that check. It's the easiest job in the world. Just can't poke your head out. You know, don't say you want to go in the Royal Rumble because they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you still work here, R-Truth. So, let me see you in my office real quick because I totally forgot you were here.
Sucking and jiving.
Sucking and jiving.
What the fuck? Does Dixie not have enough money to pay him?
Man, I don't know if she even won him.
Maybe she just doesn't know.
She hasn't known for years. We know this. We know this.
This contract is coming up. Who's R-Truth, y'all?
Like, yo, she used to work for y'all. Well, I don't know if she was there at the time, but he was there.
Like 2005.
Probably her idea to bring in Pac-Man Jones, too.
Which is kind of crazy to say, because I think he's been in WWE for like the last 10 years.
Oh, R-Truth?
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that.
No, I remember distinctly he was there. He was on the. He's been.
He was K Quick before.
He was K Quick in like the late 90s, early 2000s. Then I think he left. I think he left 2001. Yeah, sometime during 2001. Then he showed up in TNA. He was in TNA for probably about what? 5 years?
Maybe like, yeah, about like 4 or 5 years. He was in three live crew.
According to the Wikipedia here, he returned to WWE in SmackDown in 2008.
Okay. I was about to say 7, but yeah, close enough, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. So he's been in WWE for
almost 9 years, about.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Matter of fact, who wants to go first for the awards here? Anybody? We should actually do Rob's first since he's not here.
Oh, no. Last bit of news before we go, before we do it. Last bit. Because I know the other thing. Speaking of Japan and everything, the IWGP Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship has now officially been vacated. Nakamura vacated the title, or it was stripped of him, excuse me. He was stripped of the title a couple days ago, I think, maybe. It was reported on Monday. And the other set of big news is that apparently, let me get this from PW Insider. It was reported today that apparently Shinsuke is going to be, let me see. Shinsuke Nakamura, who was stripped earlier this week of his IWGP Intercontinental Championship by New Japan, will be coming to the United States for several weeks in early November to spend time at the WWE Performance Center. According to the source, Nakamura will be training at WWE Performance Center in Winter Park, Florida, and will also undergo medical testing that, if he passes it, would clear Nakamura to sign with WWE. So that looks like that is happening. And just some unsolicited stock news. If you're into that kind of thing, go buy the fucking WWE stock right now if you can. If you have any extra funds or anything, it's like $16 a share, so you pay like $17 for each share that you want to get. They just opened their gateway to Japan. They have now had the WWE Network is in Japan. It's linked. Basically, they can get subscribers there now. And Nakamura is fucking coming in. That NXT number, with him going to NXT, if that looks like what happens and this goes through, that is going to be fucking huge for their numbers in Japan. They are going to fucking crush it. So it looks like the first domino is falling in that. So in that sense with that.
All right. So I guess without getting the Omega
Nakamura match for the title, unfortunately.
No, he actually had his finale match the other night.
Oh, wow, they're really scooping up the talent, man. But
hey,
don't worry, they're
Punk style, huh? Just fucking leave, right?
Just leave.
He's giving him shit. By the way, has anybody watched the CM Punk Grammar Slams?
Grammar Slams? Oh, I've heard of them.
Stopped, like, watching. Are they still going on?
I don't know if they're still going on, but I found it the other day.
Because there was like three or four, like maybe, what, 3-4 years ago.
No, I thought they were relative. Are they? They're not new? Okay.
They're not new. Like, if he's still doing them, they must be new. But the last ones I saw were from like 3-4 years ago.
Got it. Yeah. I know. Thought I found something new. Should look at the feet. Always throws me off.
It's fine. All right, so 80 more news before we continue. Oh, before we do that, let's talk about football real quick. Real fast, because...
Talk about football with the college football championship?
No, I'm talking about NFL.
Okay, cool.
Because, we talked about the college one already. NFL, I think the game of the weekend, I had two. My number one would be the Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings. Shout outs to those guys for playing in negative degree weather, because I would never play out there like how they did.
Whoever gets Blair Walsh shit, first off, he kind of deserves it. I'm not going to come out in a crowd when Billy Cundiff did that shit a couple years ago. But if you've ever tried to kick football in sub degree weather, it's like kicking a fucking boulder.
Dude, he made 3 field goals prior to that last kick. So I'm saying there is no excuse that he should have missed that field goal. And he ain't missing like, oh, it curved to the left. It was left. Like, it was nowhere near the middle at all. You know, so I'm going to say it now. The Seahawks got lucky. Mm-hmm. It was at the 27-yard line. And they should have lost that game. But by the lucky stars, somehow, the Seahawks get out of that round. And next, they play the Panthers. And I still believe that they're going to win. I want my rematch. I want the Seahawks-Patriots rematch at the Super Bowl.
You're going to get that either way.
The Chiefs are playing the Patriots now. Brian Hoyer, you messed up, man. You messed up big.
You want for a job next year.
Yeah. Now they have to draft a quarterback because of you.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Like, they scored a kick return off the jump for Kansas City.
Yeah, you can get over that. You got J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah, he pulled a groin. So they had to take him out.
Over a little bit of little itty-bitty kick return, you can get over that. You got J.J. Watt, baby.
Yeah, well, they ain't score any points neither. And something to note, the Chiefs, 11-game win streak now. Like, that's something not to be looked over. You know, then they're playing.
That Chiefs team is legit, man. I'm telling you, that team is. Look, I know that you know Brian Hoyer basically me and you were out there playing football, but
yeah, fumbles, interceptions.
Tom Ali, those boys don't fuck around, man.
Him, Houston, the guy Peters, the corner number 22, didn't know he was a rookie. He's playing like he's goddamn Champ Bailey out there. You know, and yeah, the Chiefs are legit. The Chiefs are legit, and they're going against the Patriots, and I can see them beating them. I'm going to pick New England because I still want my rematch. But I can see Kansas City beating New England. This other game, the Packers and the Redskins. Now, I was cheering. I was rooting for Kirk Cousins. I believe in Kirk Cousins. I don't think it was Kirk Cousins' fault. They just couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers finally wanted to play, you know, because these past couple of weeks, it hasn't really been all Green Bay. You know, like, they can be better, but this year, they ain't the Green Bay that we know from back in the day, you know. So I believe that the Redskins could have beat them. It's just that they just couldn't. And I felt bad for Kirk Cousins. And RG3 said, all right, I have a good season. I'm out. You know, I don't know where he's going to go.
You have a guess as good as mine, man.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going to go, nor do I even care. The Steelers-Bengals game. You got any thoughts on this game, yo?
On that game? Man.
Like
how the fuck? The Bengals, man. Like, just the Bengals being the Bengals.
The Bengals can never get out of the first round of the playoffs. Not just the playoffs.
They had the perfect situation. They had just got an interception in the last minute or so.
With the backup.
All they had to do was run out the clock. That's all they had to do was run out the clock.
Oh, God. The first carry.
This dude can't hold on to the football.
My God, Jeremy.
That's so bad, man.
That is horrible.
I hate the Steelers so much. They should have.
I've never seen that before. I've never seen it before where a guy just can't. Like, you usually see people try to poke at it, and you're like, all right, whatever. I do that shit in Madden.
Right.
You know, where at the end of the game, you're like, maybe I can get a fumble. But you never see it happen. This dude fumbles.
Ben Roethlisberger wasn't even in the game. They had the backup, and he threw an interception to Burrett. Is it Burrett?
Yeah,
that guy. Okay, that guy.
That dude started going crazy on cats.
Yes. He was a tad bit rash.
He, dudes. I mean, that one hit, I don't know what he did to homeboy, what he did to Antonio Brown, but it looked bad.
Yeah, yeah. And then you hear Pat Mac Jones talk about he was faking it the whole time.
Yo, what's up? Yo,
tag team champion there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it goes full circle because we were just talking about R-Truth.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, hey, man, the person who knows about faking, it's going to be Pac-Man Jones. But, yeah, I mean, you blatantly – I mean, but they were going at it the whole game. Like, granted, they are rivals, like AFC, you know, AFC rivals and stuff. They were laying people out. Wheaton had a crazy catch in the end zone, flipping and catching the ball.
Like, people talk about the rivalries between, like, the Giants and, like, Dallas and Eagles and, like, Redskins and all that shit like that. But, like, the dirtiest rivalries in the NFL are the ones in the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
The dirtiest. Because, like, it's just ugly.
The fans were cheering. Because Roethlisberger got hurt, or they booed him when he got up.
Yo, they threw trash at this man. That was petty.
Just savage.
Wild them carting him away.
I expect this from the Cleveland Browns. Granted, they have no reason to throw any type of debris, because they are debris themselves until they can get a positive record. But. The Bengals, the catch that A.J. Green made, and shout out to A.J. McCarron for filling in for Andy Dalton, because they were saying Dalton always chokes in the playoffs. Andy Dalton wasn't there, and he almost beat the Steelers. They had him up.
Yeah.
They had him up. And Roethlisberger just got him, and then the penalties came in, and they kicked the field goal and won the game. And I was thinking to myself, man, the Bengals finally won out of the first round of the playoffs. Then I forgot, and apparently they did too, they forgot that they are the Bengals,
yeah.
And they can't. So next year, just don't come in. Just don't come to the playoffs. Just forfeit.
Right. Because they have good, like, they won the AFC North for probably, I think, the second year in a row.
With a good record. They've been undefeated for a while.
Last year Pittsburgh won. I'm sorry, because I remember we beat them in the first round, but. Why show up?
And Marvin Lewis still has a job.
Oh, he'll still have a job.
The worst playoff record. I think he's 0-7. I could be wrong. 0-7 or 0-8. This man, Marvin Lewis, which I thought he was. I mean, granted, I think I can blame him because of the discipline of his team.
Yo, because they all have penalties. Anybody.
Exactly. They have too many penalties. You gotta have discipline, and that team didn't. That's why they lost that game. So I wouldn't blame Marvin Lewis, because he gets them to the playoffs. They just lose. So
they lost that when they lost Andy Dalton, man.
But AJ Green, I mean AJ McCarron, wasn't doing bad.
Yeah, tell that to the dude
towards the end.
And that's what happened it's to that Jeremy dude.
You got to look at Jeremy Hill. And granted, they like I said, the penalties and Jeremy Hill's fumble made them lose that game. Made them lose. Because it was, what, a minute and, like, 20 seconds left?
It was the Madden rule, man. They'd have been better off just taking the fucking knee and punting it away.
Yeah. Actually, you might be. Run down. Because they had three timeouts. The Steelers did have three timeouts.
Whatever.
You know. So.
The bet they learned the next year.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck this.
There's not a bad team. It's just they can't get out the first round for nothing. Just stop coming. So next week, the Chiefs against the Patriots, the Packers going up against, in my opinion, the best team in pro football, the Arizona Cardinals. The Seahawks and the Panthers is going to be really good. I can't wait to see that. And the Steelers against the Broncos with Antonio Brown might not be playing. And if he is playing, Patman Jones is going to apologize because he said he was faking. So if he's not going to play, that's what he said. If he's not going to play, he's going to apologize. But if he is, he's calling his bluff on it. Roethlisberger always says he's hurt, but normally when he's hurt, he plays really well. But he's going up against that Broncos defense, so.
And the Broncos defense isn't what it was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
It's still good.
It's still good, I mean, but they looked a lot different at the beginning of the year than what they did at the end. Playing Peyton Manning, though. Peyton Manning, and the neck is back.
Yeah, Peyton Manning is back.
The next is Manning, back, yes.
Peyton Manning is there. Aaron Rodgers got his win back, so he's ready. You know, Carson Palmer, one of the top three quarterbacks, next to Cam Newton and Tom Brady.
Them, the last time they played, too.
You know, so who do you guys think is going to win between the Chiefs and the Patriots?
I got the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs, too.
I'm going to say the Patriots. Can't.
If they pull it out, they cheated. If they pull it out, they cheated. I don't care.
I mean, yeah, they're all cheaters.
I saw those, because the Patriots, what most people don't want to say is, Patriots lost, what, the last four of their last five or something like that?
Lost to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Some fluke stuff a little bit.
So that Chiefs team is good, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're 11-5, man. last week, just a little note, nobody won a home game.
Yeah, the Chiefs to me might be I wouldn't be surprised honestly if we saw Chiefs versus Steelers next week.
Okay. So you're saying the Steelers are going to beat the Broncos.
I think the Steelers are going to beat the Broncos too.
I think the Broncos are going to beat the Steelers.
I don't believe in that dude at all.
Wait, who? Oh, Peyton Manning. I'm going to say the Broncos. I don't know if it's all going to depend on Peyton Manning. I think it's going to depend on the Steelers defense stopping Ben Roethlisberger. That's what I think. And even without Antonio Brown, they have Wheaton and Martavis Bryant, who can make plays themselves, you know. But we'll see. Who's winning the Panthers-Seahawks game?
Panthers.
Panthers, yeah.
And why is that?
Seahawks barely like squeaked by, man. Like, I don't think they're strong enough.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm a Cam dude.
Oh, you dude, yeah, Cam. If it's a year for him to win a Super Bowl, it's this one. It's got to be this one. So, Cam, you only lost one game. They're 15-1, great record. Mm-hmm. Home field advantage, great record. But I don't know, man. I want my damn rematch. I mean, if the Panthers beat the Seahawks, fine, you know. But Packers Cardinals, I think the Cardinals are the best team in football right now. So well, I'm gonna go with the Cardinals.
And I don't see how. I know Tyrann Mathieu's out, but I don't see how I don't think he was playing for that game. They got destroyed by.
Yeah, I think it was 38-6 or something.
Oh, and they shouldn't have been that close.
9 sacks. That's what I remember about it. 9 sacks on Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The pass rush got to him. And they're known for their secondary. The pass rush of the Cardinals. So, it's going to be a good weekend.
Now, I think that Panthers game, I don't like I said, I mean, it was, I watched that game. It was 38-6, and this shouldn't have been that close. They spotted them at 6 points.
Yeah. Because it looked like it could have been worse. They're just chilling out.
Right. Drew Stanton played significantly in that game, man. Like, it was not good. So, yeah. But I think that, I think if anybody else was playing besides Tom Brady, then people would believe in the Chiefs more, but not gonna understand that. I just don't think that, like, Doomsday said, man, you gotta, you know, your boy, Bill Belichick gonna have to pull out all the stops this week.
Yeah, he's a big cheater. And it's like, they're still saying that Tom Brady can be league's MVP over Cam Newton and Carson Palmer. And I believe he has the worst record out of those three. Tom Brady is 12-4 this season. You know, and the Cardinals is 13-3, Panthers are 15-1. So, we'll see how it goes. I'm really excited for the Seahawks-Panthers game. That will be the game I will watch, and the Chiefs and the Patriots. Other two, I would just watch. I don't really care about that. I just want to see those two. Are they on the same day? No, they're not. Boo. Seahawks play Sunday. Alright, so we will go on our award stuff right about now. Yeah. So, right effing now. Matter of fact, Doomsday.
Yeah.
You be working on the fly here. I will ask you these series of questions. And in your honest opinion, you have to pick an answer.
Alright.
Are you ready?
Alright.
Okay, for 2015 Doomsday, name three of your favorite matches of the year. And it don't have to be in order. You can put it in order. It doesn't matter.
Three of my favorites. Definitely the Sasha Banks, Bailey match, from Brooklyn. Not the Iron Man match, but the Brooklyn one where, Bailey ended up, winning the championship. Reason being for that one is the fact that it was just that big fight feel with, like, Bailey finally winning it. Like, the hype for it going in was really great. Definitely one of my favorites, if not the favorite one I had. Next one would, I'd probably say AJ Styles versus Okada at New Japan Dominion. Just a classic modern New Japan match. Definitely dope. AJ Styles was, like, killing it basically the whole freaking year. And, he definitely deserved, like, the top three, in my opinion, for top matches. And my third one, which was a real late one for me because I actually watched it maybe on the 30th or the 31st of December. I think it came out like the week before or whatever, but I ended up I really, really enjoyed it and I ended up putting it on my top 10, was Mara Fuji versus Suzuki for Pro Wrestling Noah Destiny. That championship match was really dope. That one was, like, really hard. They got technical with it. They did some, like, real spectacular shit. And, like, there was some nasty blows in that match. And I liked the interference. There was some interference in it that didn't, like, take away from the match at all. It definitely actually enhanced it a little bit. It was really great. Like, from a story perspective, during the match and even after, it was great. So, that's my top three.
All right, good. Didn't expect the Noah match come out. That's good. That is your favorite.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's funny because I probably only saw a few Noah matches in general this whole year, including, and then I think All Japan, I only watched like a few. Right, but the most I watched was from WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, and Lucha Underground. I didn't even watch much from my usual bits that I usually watch, like Dragon Gate. I used to watch a lot of Dragon Gate. I didn't watch much this year. I think I only watched a few matches, but yeah. But my list of dope matches was still strong despite me watching a little less wrestling in 2015.
All right. So what is your show of 2015? Your favorite show of the year?
I'm gonna have to say Wrestle Kingdom 9. Of course, it was biggest show outside of WrestleMania this year. In 2015, it was dope. Entrances were great. I loved the entrances. The match quality was high for the good back half of it. And definitely they had that entertaining. Even though it was kind of sloppy, I think they're still trying to work the Kingston with it, but it's real entertaining to see that whole New Japan Rumble that they do nowadays. So that's a fun thing to watch. 2015's was interesting to see some of these old heads pop up out of nowhere and shit like that. But it was real dope. Especially the end where Tanahashi won and Okada was crying like a bitch, carried away by Guido. But that was a great event. That's definitely my favorite event in 2015.
All right, good. Now, the nail biter. Pick your male wrestler of the year and your female wrestler of the year.
My male. Again, I talked about him earlier, AJ Styles. AJ Styles was basically just killing it everywhere he went. 2015, New Japan, Ring of Honor, and all the indies that he was popping up in. He was just killing it all over the place. But yeah, I don't remember seeing a match that was bad for him at all. Like, even average, all matches for him were above average or, like, spectacular from what I saw in 2015. So that's definitely what I believe why he's male wrestler of the year for 2015. Female wrestler, I'd have to go with Sasha Banks. Basically, because she was the one who she was the only female that popped up, besides Bayley, that popped up multiple times when I thought of my top matches and favorite matches this year. Like, her match quality in NXT was always great. She had the charisma, everybody was behind her. She was just the total package in 2015. The only thing that sucked was that when in the main roster, she didn't have as much shine, but in NXT, she was it. Like, she was like the person. And, I believe that she's, the female wrestler of the year for 2015.
Good. All right. And your tag team of the year.
Tag team of the year. This one was a lot more difficult with me because I wasn't putting too much focus on tag teams per se or whatever. Because, like, honestly, tag team wrestling, from what I saw, was fairly weak. But my favorite tag team, it was between Enzo and Cass and Gable and Jordan. And I ended up going with Gable and Jordan, because they were one of those teams that, like, really surprised me. They, like, I didn't really think too much of them, but then, like, when they did team up and started wrestling, they had the charisma, they have the excitement, the intensity. And they're great wrestlers. They were basically the total package, despite them not having any type of title during 2015, like, they were the tag team that stood out to me the most besides Enzo and Cass, who also didn't have titles, any titles in 2015. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Gable and Jordan.
All right. Not bad. What was, in your opinion, what is the biggest pop of 2015? If you heard the biggest crowd reaction, the biggest moment, the biggest pop of 2015 that you heard in any company, what was it?
You know what? That's the one, like, I looked at the category and I was like, I honestly don't remember.
Right. And if you don't remember, that's fine.
What?
And if you don't remember, that's fine.
Yeah, I honestly don't. Like, I'd probably say WrestleMania when Seth Rollins won, but...
You did pop for that. I was
yeah, I popped for it. Like, I lost it when that shit happened. That came out of nowhere for me. But I wasn't too focused on it, mainly for the fact that a lot of the crowds kind of sucked a lot for 2015. There wasn't really much of a reaction that they were giving all throughout 2015. I think that was a one weak point in wrestling in 2015. The crowds just weren't there. Either they weren't reacting well, like, enough to what was put in front of them, or they were too busy trying to put themselves over. You know?
Yeah. So, hey, yeah, I get it.
So it was hard. It's hard to come up with that, you know?
So, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Who is your champion of the year? In any company, your favorite champion that can make a title, it can just be his title defenses. Just who is the champion of the year to you?
Champion of the year? I'd have to say Jay Lethal. He was dual ROH world champion and TV champion. He definitely held both of those titles well. He carried them well while he was holding them. When he had the TV title, it was freaking amazing. I don't even know who has the TV title right now. Who is it, Roddy?
Yes.
Yeah, like it meant, like, that's the thing. I felt like him holding, Jay Lethal holding it meant more to me than the person he lost to. It didn't really mean as much. But, like, just him holding it as well as the world title, yeah, he definitely carried both of them well, especially when he initially won the world title from Jay Briscoe. Jay Lethal's been doing his thing in ROH and definitely carrying himself well. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Jay Lethal.
All right. Who do you think, well, besides the three guys that just been signed, who do you think is going to get signed to the WWE or NXT next?
Oh, shit. I don't know. That's a tough one. Cause, like, some of the guys I'm thinking about, like, who are more qualified, probably won't get signed based off of their past histories or in social media or, like, some other type of shit that'll hold them back. I never really thought of, that too much. Yeah, honestly, have no idea. Like, it could, like, anybody.
It could be anybody at this point. They take a New Japan anybody, guy.
Pluck anybody. It could be anybody that's wrestling out in PWG right now. Or any of the British guys right now. The British or any guys from the UK. Because, like, the dudes from the UK have been, like, really, really hot right now. Like, Zack Sabre Jr., Marty Scurll, Mark Andrews, who else is it? That other dude, that other high flying dude. I forgot his name. God.
Will Ospreay.
Oh, Will Ospreay. Yeah. Jesus. Like, yeah, those guys are really good. Any of those British guys could get.
Mark Andrews is with TNA.
What'd you say?
Mark Andrews is with TNA already.
Mark Andrews is with TNA already. All right, yeah. Forget that. Yeah. Yeah. So, any of those guys besides Mark Andrews.
All right. And your get on my TV award and your get off my TV award. Who do you want on your TV first?
Get on my TV. I don't know. Like, okay, so this category, is it like some dudes that are already signed to like some company that's on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess. Just any wrestler you want to see on your TV that I believe that's not being used or just haven't been on TV yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Cedric Alexander, he's one of those dudes that like kind of started like backpedaling to the shadows and shit. He's like he's kind of been like banished to the shadow realm as of late. Like early 2015, maybe he was showcased a lot more, but like by the end of 2015, it's like he kind of got drawn back. Definitely would like to see a lot more of him going forward for ROH TV. Somebody to take off of my TV.
Someone that's on TV now that you just would be like, okay, F him. He needs to go.
All the social outcasts. I'm joking.
All of them? Oh, I'm about to say all of them?
I'm joking. That's terrible. I believe they should get a shot. They should have at least some. Give them a month to see where shit goes with them. Definitely dudes Big Show and Kane. I don't feel like seeing them on my TV all the time. I know these days they've been popping up a lot more rarely, but I just want them to go away, period. Just retire and start showing up in the independent circuit like all those other dudes that pop up in MCW all the time.
That's it for you. Mofo.
Yo.
All right, I was going to start asking you now, and I'm going to go reverse here. Get on your TV, get off your TV award.
Okay. If you don't mind, I made two lists. I made one of honorable mentions, and I made a regular list of people who actually I legitimately am my actual award winner. My runner-up for get off my TV, you said?
Yep, get on your TV, get off your TV.
My runner-up for get off my TV was actually, to be honest with you, I'm kind of like in doomsday situation. I didn't really think too much of this one. The runner-up, I would say, for the Get Off My TV award was probably, I'm not really a big fan of Miz anymore. I don't know what it is about him, just not my cup of tea. He used to be. I used to love Miz, but now just doesn't do it for me anymore. And to get on my TV award, the winner of Get Off My TV award, I hate saying this, but I'm actually kind of tired of seeing, oh God, which one is it? Throw them all together. Of all the fucking Sheamus's group.
And really? All of them?
The union.
Just not doing it for me. Wish they were. Just not. I mean, and the thing is that maybe they'll come out with better gimmicks and stuff like that. I love Rusev. Everybody knows last year I was gushing.
Hey, I was about to say. I was like, God damn, Rusev too?
Yeah. So, but this year, just, mainly because they tried to cost Roman Reigns the title. So get him off my TV. Get on my TV award. Runner-up, Will Ospreay. I really hope to see him on TV this year. I actually enjoy a lot of his stuff, and I actually like looking at a lot of his stuff. I honestly also think with one of the TNA guys, actually I kind of want to see them get on my TV too. Mark Andrews, like he was saying, is going to be my other runner-up. My winner of Get On My TV award, Roman Reigns. Want to see more Roman Reigns this year.
More Roman Reigns?
Yeah, with the title. So.
Oh, okay. Who's next to get signed to WWE or NXT?
The next person, in my opinion, to get signed next is going to be outside of the Carl Anderson and everything.
Yeah.
I think, to me, the next person who looks like they'll get a shot, I think one of the Evolve guys, you could say, and I'm actually going to go, I don't know, let me say Tim Thatcher. Tim Thatcher gets the next contract.
All right. Yeah, but I believe Weeg Riegel is going to be there at Evolve. One of them Evolve shows, Riegel's going to be there. I think like next weekend, something like that. Mm-hmm. All right, your champion of the year, champion of 2015.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is your champion of the year.
Yep. Runner-up was Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal had an amazing year, held two titles at one time even. But, I mean, come on. It's the year of Roman Reigns. Everybody knew that.
Okay. What was your pop of the year in 2015?
Runner-up for that was going to be, actually, to me, my pop of the year for runner-up was Roman Reigns beating up Triple H. Because that was the night they kind of fucking turned him out of nowhere. They went crazy for him destroying that man. I mean, and that being said, it shows the sadistic animals we are as wrestling fans, right? Like, we actually enjoyed seeing a person who is someone's boss get the living shit beat out of him for our entertainment. Just because he did, because he lost the match. I mean, he didn't lose it fair and square, but he lost the fucking match. You know, so we teach our kids, oh, it's not right to be a loose or a loser. You should always accept it. No, what do? I'm cheering because he just beat the shit out of his boss because he couldn't win a match. So, there you go. But pop of the year.
All right. Your tag team of the year.
Nope, and then my winner of pop of the year was Roman Reigns winning the WWE Championship.
Oh, this is going to just be a Roman Reigns list. I'm starting to see. Alrighty. Can't wait to hear the other ones. Tag team of the year.
Tag team of the year. I don't see how my runner-up could be anybody less than the New Day. I mean, to be just the most entertaining act in wrestling nowadays outside of your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And speaking of which, my tag team of the year is Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Because
you can't be serious.
What? The flow?
What?
Yeah. Oh, what? Dudes, they picked two teams that weren't champions, and all of a sudden I get reamed out for it? No. That's who I said it was. And you know what? I'm pretty sure if you asked a number of ladies, they would agree with me.
Probably. Oh, they will agree with you, not probably.
Right. You know, there's plenty of ladies. That night, you got Dean and Roman in the same ring together. I'm surprised at the Nassau Coliseum. I'm surprised at, what is it, the Barclays Center? Sorry. Almost called it.
Yeah, Barclays Center.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Barclays Center survived.
All right. Your male wrestler of the year, which, can I guess who it is?
Sure, if you want to.
Is it Roman Reigns?
Well, yeah. He's my male wrestler of the year. The runner-up.
Yeah, runner-up. I want to hear this one.
My runner-up was actually Jay Lethal. And I kind of sort of soured on him near the end of the year. So I feel bad kind of saying that. He wasn't as exciting. I think that they took his character, and the problem was, and ROH just does this, they make it such a big deal and such a trek to the title that when you win it, it almost feels like no one can challenge you because it seems so bad to take you off take the title out of your hands. And that's what it seems like happened with Jay Lethal. So, having the same thing with Adam Cole, it's like, they create this formula, and I get it that people say WWE is very, we always hear complaints, oh, WWE is predictable, they only have six guys who can become champion. Ring of Honor does pretty much the same shit, where they will have a guy who will become champion, and then no one else can become champion because they haven't built any fucking body else for the last month. So it's not like Jay Lethal comes in, he becomes champion, but hey, at the same time, Kyle O'Reilly was on the same exact course, and Kyle O'Reilly can become champion anytime, but it happened to be Jay Lethal. That's not how it was. A lot of things And I think in even talking, I was watching a ECW documentary this weekend. Same thing with ECW. ECW had Shane Douglas, Raven, Terry Funk were like the three champions from like 93 to 96. Like if they didn't hold, and the Sandman, if they didn't hold the fucking title, nobody held the fucking title. So I think Jay Lethal's my runner-up for Wrestler of the Year, but Wrestler of the Year, obviously, the man who won the Royal Rumble, the man who won the WWE Championship on two occasions, the man who is the current reigning WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and the man who has overcome all adversity, Roman Reigns.
Okay. And your female wrestler of the year.
Man, this one was tough.
Really?
Because it couldn't be Roman Reigns. So.
Oh, duh. Or could it?
I tried a way to find a way to justify it to be Tamina Snuka, and I couldn't.
I forgot about Tamina Snuka. Oh, man. Female wrestler of the year is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Mino Reigns.
Mino Reigns. Sorry, Mino Reigns. Mino Reigns. Your runner up?
My runner up, The Boss. You know, just had an incredible year. What is she, 23?
24. Give or take.
I mean, this is just, it's almost scary how good she is at a young age. I remember we had to, now granted, did we have the same conversation about Adam Cole like 2 years ago? Like he's 24 years old, 23 years old. There's no way that he'll never be a WWE superstar. He should be champion by the time he's 30. Adam Cole's now turning like 27. So, I mean, there's a way, I guess you could say it's going to happen, but Adam, to me, Sasha Banks, definitely. Definitely doing on a different level.
All right. And your show of the year?
Runner up for show of the year actually to me was, hold on, I gotta yell at my children here.
Gotta show that man discipline. By the way, we have like two other awards list from two different people. One of them is really short, and one I would just get, you know.
Did you get my extra awards? You gonna ask me about those?
I will.
Okay. The first, the show of the year, runner up, War of the Worlds in Philly. You were there. It just, maybe the nostalgia of it is going, and it kind of sucks because if Shinsuke did not get signed, they definitely look like they were building towards Jay versus Shinsuke, and that's one of the bad things. So I was hoping this year and there was actually rumors that Shinsuke Nakamura was going to win the ROH world title from Jay Lethal. Like, that was going to be the guy to win it. And I was like, that to me would be awesome if they could do that with New Japan and everything. But War of the Worlds in Philly, ECW Arena. How can you not love the ECW Arena? So, you know. But, of course, show of the year. Monday Night Raw, the night after TLC, where Roman Reigns in Philadelphia wins the World Heavyweight Championship, which was a really good Raw. Really good Raw. Vince McMahon coming out, and you destroyed my son, and he'll be back, my son-in-law, and he'll be back, don't you worry, and, you know, I can't fire you, but I know how I'll punish you and how I'll get rid of you, and it was just an amazing Raw, and I think the thing is that we got so used to them doing these screw jobs and everything like that. We really felt like it was the first time I actually watched Raw for the main event. I actually told the wife, she's like, come to bed. And I'm like, nope, got to sit here and finish watching Raw. I don't know what's going to happen in that main event. Because I literally thought, oh, there's no way he's going to win. And then there's the point that all of a sudden he hits the Superman punch on Vince. It was just amazing. My show of the year, obviously, because of the ending with the championship.
All right. And no runner-up.
No, runner-up was War of the Worlds in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I heard that part. You said that you had these three categories. You said three categories that you gave me the other day. And one of them was Move of the Year.
Wait, that was the end of the awards?
No. I was saving the three matches for last. Okay.
The move of the year. Runner up to me. Oh, wrestler. Oh, match of the year. Okay, I got you. I see. That's what I was looking for. My move of the year was Superman Punch.
Duh. Oh, my God. Duh. Actually, that's not a bad move. A lot of people like it.
It's a very, very cool move. Runner-up to me for that one, I like the Meltzer Driver, but to me, Styles Clash. The Styles Clash, especially now, granted, they did it more in 2014, where they were like, hey, man, you take this move, you will die. That's just...
Right. Bro, how many necks did he break? God, shit. this man, like, he was breaking everybody's neck in 2014.
Right.
He broke Lionheart's neck. He broke Yoshitatsu's neck. He sprained Roderick Strong's neck a little bit. Roderick Strong got a strong neck. He was lucky.
Yeah, he was lucky. Your best free agent in wrestling.
Best free agent. Best person who is not signed to a company right now. Kenny Omega is signed. I think Kenny Omega's character is awesome. Roger Strong technically is signed. I mean, those guys are signed. But I think the guy to me who's not signed, who should be signed somewhere, is I actually should have put more thought into this and I made it my own category. But to me, I'm stalling, as you can tell. I'm going to go with I love Will Ospreay. I love Will Ospreay. Just the amount of just I love high flyers. I'm a guy who actually is into that lucha style. One of the things that attracted me to WCW. If people did not know, Rey Mysterio is actually one of my favorite wrestlers ever. And I don't care what you think of me for saying that. I was a wrestling fan in 96. So fuck all you people who are like, Rey Mysterio. No, Rey Mysterio was the fucking man in 96. So, but Will Ospreay to me, I just love everything about his look kind of sucks. You know, skinny white guy isn't always going to make people happy. I'm also going to look at Ethan Page, who I've been saying for years should have some form of a contract somewhere. And whether it be because hopefully he gets signed to NXT, I get it. He's a little plumpy. His body just kind of doesn't look right. And he's Canadian. And that always has something against it, you know, in my family. So it's just, to me, those two guys are my free agents of the year. I hope that they actually get a lot more notice and a lot more shine this year.
All right. And your favorite or the best WWE Network exclusive?
I'm going to cheat a little bit, use my runner-up as NXT Brooklyn. I did not like London as much as Brooklyn. I don't know. Maybe it's something about him. I'm just not a big Samoa Joe in NXT guy. To me, I think there's a lot of nostalgia that people have. And the fact that people, it kind of almost comes off as that CM Punk type thing. I don't know if people remember in 2005 when CM Punk first showed up, but he was just the great indie wrestler.
Yeah.
And a lot of people took to that without ever seeing him. So I remember us even giving Cash shit because he was like, yeah, I've been a CM Punk fan all my life. And it's like, dude, how many of his matches from Ring of Honor did you see? Oh, I saw his DVD. Like, it seems like they're more going from he's a good wrestler because the internet says so. And when I went on there to find out who this guy was versus he's a good wrestler because he's a good wrestler. So, but Brooklyn had everything to me. Brooklyn had the big game feel. Brooklyn had the great match. Brooklyn was just amazing. And of course, you know, the Roman Reigns special also was really good too on the WWE Network.
Oh, all right. I just saw the preview of that on the network just a couple minutes ago.
Check out, also, I didn't know this. I watched the JBL Legends with Eric Bischoff, which actually I kind of like that one as well. I have to catch up on my Stone Cold podcast because, and I'll be honest, that shit's jumping the shark quick too.
Well, they got what? Ric Flair last week or this week? I think next week is Shawn Michaels or the next one is Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels already done?
Yeah.
I could have sworn Shawn Michaels did one already.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels did one in the ranch.
I knew it was one of those. Yeah, yeah. It's like one of those pre-recorded ones. It's not live.
TLC, which is funny because they had it on after TLC. Reigns gets finished destroying fucking Triple H. Like, he's now beat this man. He's now, the man was trying to get on a stretcher. He fucking knocked him off that. All kinds of shit. And Michael Cole has to sit there. Everybody says Michael Cole's job's easy. Fuck you, because Michael Cole then has to say, I don't know what happened tonight. By the way, up next is the WWE. Like, that can't be easy. You want me to say, you want me to sell this attack, and then you want me to fucking talk about something randomly? Okay. It's almost like that news story when the person says news, they're like, three people were murdered today in a fire. And in local news, chimpanzees are...
Right.
Like, you want me to read what after what?
You can't make it turn hot and then turn cold. No.
I just told you how a child died in a fire, and then you want me to talk about balloon animals?
Mm. Okay. Your three favorite matches of the year.
Runner-ups were Tanahashi versus Roderick Strong at War of the Worlds, which if you saw this match, so I'm not going to worry about it. This match is awesome. Like, Roderick Strong fucking destroyed it this year. Had an amazing fucking year. Just all around, match after match after match. Then I'm going to go with the Kushida versus Shinsuke Nakamura match at Wrestle Kingdom 9. Not Kushida, I'm sorry, Ibushi. Because, honestly, I'm not even going to lie, I am kind of pissy at the fact that Ibushi was not on the Wrestle Kingdom 9 card. I'm assuming he was injured. I don't follow New Japan that much. But I still think that made him a star, and I'm surprised he wasn't more prevalent this year in New Japan. And my third runner-up was the John Cena versus Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins triple threat match at Royal Rumble. Can we please stop saying Cena can't wrestle because blah, 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 blah. Cena can wrestle. Cena has big matches. Cena's good with big matches, blah, 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 blah. My three favorite matches of the year winners was the Royal Rumble match itself. Fuck you guys. I enjoyed it. Listen to the show afterwards where I am having a goddamn party the entire show because of the winner. God. Fuck you guys in Philly. Don't care. I enjoyed it.
Oh, my God.
The second match in my favorite matches was the aforementioned Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns versus the Wyatts. Because, quite frankly, doing it for the ladies, giving a little bit to the people out there, you know, making sure everybody's happy. And my favorite match of the year. Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah, the Raw match with Roman Reigns winning the world title against Sheamus.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guessed it.
Oh, man. I mean, it's really easy, because mostly your winners are Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns wins everything.
Oh, my goodness. All right, who is the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion? Something like that? Is that what you meant I had to do, something like that?
The current WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
The current WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Roman Reigns. I am going to...
I hope that the IWC hates every fucking second of it. I actually was working part-time at a warehouse, and this guy says to me, I was wearing my breast cancer kills t-shirt, and he's like, you're a wrestling fan. I was like, yeah, I mean, most people don't know Kevin C. Like, this is a Ring of Honor shirt, so if you know this, you're a wrestling fan. You know, I hated to be one of those guys, but, you know, whatever. And he was like, yeah, he's like, you know who I can't stand? I can't stand Roman Reigns. I was like, oh! You're talking to the wrong person, buddy.
Right.
Oh, God.
Wrong guy here.
Oh, my God. Okay, my turn now. And then I'll get on to Rob's and the other two that I have, which I'm just going past really, really quick. Get on. Matter of fact, no, I'm going to stuff the top. What?
Did that guy get back to us this year?
No.
Damn.
No. No. My turn. My three favorite matches in no order. The first one is going to be actually a PWG match, Roderick Strong and Zack Sabre Jr. at Don't Sweat the Technique. That one, I mean, they had a match at Evolve, But I think this one was just way better, man. Way better. You thought Zack Sabre Jr. was going to win that match. You really did. And Roger Strong, little shitty little boo's ass, he managed to come out with the victory. The next match I have, this is the first out of many series that these guys had. But nothing is better than the first. John Cena versus Mr. Entertainment Kevin Owens at Elimination Chamber. Champion versus champion. I believe John Cena was still United States champion. And Owens was NXT champion. And that was his first match in the main roster, on the main roster in the WWE. And he fought John Cena, and he beat him. He beat him, and the crowd went nuts because ain't nobody think he's going to beat John Cena on his first try. No way they would let an NXT guy beat a main star wrestler like John Cena. And they did. And my third favorite match, of course, is probably on everyone's list. Sasha Banks versus Bayley at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. The entrance that Sasha Banks had was just amazing. You could just tell it was a big fight feeling. It wasn't even the main event of the show, but they was eventually. No, hers was better. But she, man, that match almost had me man tears. Almost. Almost. Not like Sami Zayn versus Adrian Neville. That one was the closest, but man, if you can get that out of me, you deserve to have match of the year. And it's like, the women, they're killing it. They are. And Sasha Banks is amazing. Bayley, just as good, not better. Who knows? Show of the year. It's gonna be Wrestle Kingdom 9. And if it's not that, it's NXT Brooklyn. Like, just the fans, the crowd reaction in Brooklyn just made that show a tad bit better. And match quality wise, it's going to be Wrestle Kingdom 9. Male wrestler of the year, I am going to go with Jay Lethal because he has been killing it. He has been a champion since 2014, with the television title. And it's 2016 and he still holds gold in Ring of Honor, and that's the Ring of Honor World Championship. I think he worked hard to get where he is, and a lot of people probably didn't believe he could hang on this long, you know, being a champion. But he did. He's a legit champion, man. Jay Lethal is the best in the world, in America and in Japan, because he beat Michael Elgin at Wrestle Kingdom 10 this year. Female Wrestler of the Year, without question, is Sasha Banks. That's just, and if it's not Sasha Banks, it's Bayley. A lot of people are going to try to flip-flop. But me, no, Sasha Banks, without Sasha Banks, but the greatest heel move is making a little child cry in front of a live audience. Fantastic. You don't grab someone's little hair thing and just toss it to some random dude. No way. Sasha Banks did that and got away with it. Tag Team of the Year, how is it not the New Day? How is it not the New Day? Like, that just wouldn't even make sense. I mean, Red Dragon, of course, you know, are the best tag team on the planet. But as far as 2015, New Day, they turned it around so well that you can't hate them. You try, but
the whole time, New Day.
The whole, since day one, since the start, we will keep saying that, since the start. Top of the year, I'm going to say Sasha Banks and Bayley again. When Bayley won that title at Brooklyn, mind you, the crowd was already live. But when Bayley finally won, it was just like, we won. Like, it was just like the fans won just as well as Bayley. I think that was the biggest pop there. And if it wasn't that, then it would be Seth Rollins cashing in at WrestleMania. But my favorite is when Bayley won that title, and that place lit up on a great match and a great title change. Champion of the year. Since I said the wrestler of the year was Jay Lethal, I'm going to say my champion of the year is John Cena. No one can make me care about the United States Championship in the WWE ever until John Cena had it. I mean, Rusev had it, you know, but man, that John Cena, when you saw him wrestling...
United States wrestling reigns since the reign of David Flair.
David Flair, no. Lex Luger, maybe. But you know, MVP, sure. John Cena's title reign was pretty decent. It was pretty long. And it just was Ambrose. It started with Ambrose. And then you got it with Adrian Neville and Sami Zayn, you know, and it's just like, man, and then Seth Rollins beat him, and then when he got the title back, he did it again. It was exciting, because we just want to know who had the guts to go face Superman. And it could have been anybody. They screwed over Dolph Ziggler because he should have got that title off of him, but it's okay. Whatever. But yeah, John Cena, champion of 2015. Who can make me care about a title that no one cared about? Who do I think is going to get signed next to the WWE or the NXT? Man, I am going to say, on a limb, Michael Elgin. He's not a free agent, but I can see WWE signing him. I think last year I said Adam Cole, baby. I'm not too sure. But, yeah, I think Michael Elgin would be a good choice for them. Get on my TV. Man. Well, Sami Zayn is back. So, there that goes. Get on my TV. I'm gonna have to say I want, well, they're starting it now, more Bo Dallas. Because now they're finally using him. And I made it before he, came on TV. So I was like, yeah, bring out Bo Dallas. Make me hate him or make me like him. Just use that funny looking dude. Get off my TV, the same people from last year. Mark Henry, Big Show, Kane. I think Mark Henry said his last year is this year, but we all know what happened last time he said that. So I'm going to have to check that one. What was it? The show of the year on the WWE Network. Tell you right now, I haven't seen that one, but Table for Three looks really, really good. But I'm gonna have to go with the Stone Cold podcast. I think I've only missed one, and that was the Edge and Christian one. The best free agent in wrestling, I'm gonna say Zack Sabre Jr. Like, that guy is flat out amazing. And the move of the year, I can never get tired of seeing it. The Red Arrow from Neville. Love that move, that he can hit that move every single time, and it looks hard as hell to do, you know. So, and he hits it perfectly with grace, the Red Arrow. That's it for me. Rob had his, if you want to keep listening, you can. Rob from Rob's Brutal World, that guy, he's on our show a whole bunch of times, and he needs to come back, man. He said his top matches of the year, top three matches was, number three was the Kota Ibushi versus Shinsuke Nakamura at Wrestle Kingdom 9. Number two was Bayley versus Sasha Banks at TakeOver Brooklyn. And number one was Kazuchika Okada versus Hiroshi Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom 9. His show of the year was New Japan's Dominion. And, match of the year candidates, he said, Sakuraba versus Shibata. Ishii versus Makabe, and those are decent undercards. His male wrestler of the year was the phenomenal AJ Styles. Honorable mentions, his clients Zack Sabre Jr. and Jonathan Felixina. Female wrestler of the year was Sasha Banks. Honorable mention, Miyako Satomura and Bayley. The tag team of the year is Yamadoi, which is Naruki Doi and Yamato. His honorable mentions was Strong BJ by Yuji Okabayashi and Daisuke Sekimoto. Never heard of that. But Strong BJ, nothing wrong with that, right? And the New Day, of course. Pop of the year, Seth Rollins cashing in at WrestleMania. His champion of the year, Jay Lethal, the best in the world. Honorable mention, Roderick Strong, who had a killer year, and John Cena. The next WWE, or next to get signed by the WWE or NXT, of course, he said AJ Styles and Nakamura. Because of the sites and stuff, he said from the indies is Peter Casa, and get on his TV award is Jonathan Gresham, Heath Slater, who is now on his TV, and Fred Yehi, and his get off his TV award is Stardust and Bray Wyatt. Didn't see Bray Wyatt coming. This one actually is by my friend Trey J. I believe his name was Ronin, no, or Roy to Ronin on Tumblr. He said his show of the year was, Lucha Underground's Ultima Lucha. I'm pretty sure that's what he was talking about. Ultima Lucha was a really good show for people that haven't checked that out. The champion of the year was Finn Balor from NXT. The top of the year is when The Undertaker returned in that Brock Lesnar match against Seth Rollins, I believe. Was that the year before that? I think that was last year. And person he wants to see on his TV is Bo Mother-Loving Dallas. That's what he says right there. I also have one more, and then we'll do something else. This one is actually from a guy on Tumblr. His name is Black Sephiroth, and I hope y'all know how to spell Sephiroth. He said his three matches of the year was almost like what Rob had. Okada versus Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom 9. Kota Ibushi versus Katsuyori Shibata at the G1 Climax. Kota Ibushi versus Shinsuke Nakamura at Wrestle Kingdom 9. Show of the Year, Wrestle Kingdom 9. Male Wrestler of the Year, Shinsuke Nakamura. Female Wrestler of the Year, Miyako Satomura. Tag Team of the Year, New Day. The Pop of the Year, Seth Rollins winning the world title at WrestleMania. Champion of the Year, he said, is a tie between four people. A tie between Okada, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Finn Balor, the NXT Champion, Jay Lethal, the former television champion, Ring of Honor World Champion, and Seth Rollins, who was the WWE World Heavyweight Champion for a majority of the year. Next to get signed to the WWE or NXT, he said Conor McGregor, LOL, and Ricochet, yeah, who is Prince Puma. Get on his TV, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Nakamura. Get off my TV, Big Show, Kane, and your boy Roman Reigns. And that's it. That is all I got. Hey, don't take it seriously. He said Roman Reigns. I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of people said Roman Reigns. Get off their goddamn TV.
That ain't going to happen.
That is not going to happen. Unless, well, God forbid he gets injured. But we won't go there.
No, we won't.
Yeah, no. The injury bug. We already lost the trombone. Would you guys like to continue, or would y'all like to head on out?
I'm down for whatever.
Dude, five-star wrestlers time. This one is by Black Excellence 101. Love the name. And most of these names I really don't even know. Two of them I don't know. But hopefully y'all can help me out with this. There's one person named, Katsuhiko Nakajima. Anybody know that one? No. Okay. Tsuji Kondo. Nobody with that one. Is anyone listening?
Who the hell are these people?
I don't know who they are. BB Hulk.
I know who BB Hulk is.
Okay, I know who BB Hulk is.
Start from the beginning. I was on mute. My bad.
Okay, I said...
I know Nakajima. I've seen his work in Noah.
Like, I read his name and I thought it was a girl's name. I do not know why.
Nah, Nakajima, he's one of the juniors in Noah. He's pretty dope. I saw a little bit of his shit. He's one of those dudes that you would definitely help New Japan if New Japan decided to actually take their juniors division seriously. I like him. I haven't seen too much of him, but from what I've seen, he's cool.
All right. Do you know Tsuji Kondo?
Kondo?
Yeah, like J.I. Kondo.
Kondo. No, I do not.
I don't know this one either. No. B.B. Hulk, then.
B.B. Hulk. Oh, yeah, of course I know B.B. Hulk. Yeah, I've known about B.B. Hulk since, like, the mid-2000s. He's been in Dragon Gate for, like, forever and shit like that. Yeah, I like B.B. Hulk. I like his corkscrew shit, and especially his kicks. His kicks are always pretty dope. He always has those like lightning fast ones, and he always has those dope kicks to the crown of the dude's heads when they're taking a knee and shit. Like, yeah, man, BB Hulk is the only thing with BB Hulk is that he has like this like really. Like, when he does the makeup and all that shit like that, he has this weird face, like...
Yeah, kind of looks. That's like what I remember from him.
So it's he kind of like looks like, he kind of looks like a muscular woman in a way. It's weird.
It is weird. That's what I remember about BB Hulk. His hair and his makeup. Like, and it's not just like black. Sometimes it would be like red. You know, it would just be really, really weird. But I know his strikes was like really hard. And I remember, I think he, yeah, like you said, was in Dragon Gate. But I think the last match I believe I saw, it was some tag team match with him in there, and Ricochet was in there also. This was maybe like 2 years ago. Rob showed me. And it was actually really, really entertaining. But I don't know much about BB Hawk. I have heard of the name, and I do know what he looks like. And, I mean, of course, I looked at his name and said BXB Hulk, like probably most people when they look at his name. Mofo,
the X shit is always, like widely used in Japan, right? They use that a lot, like, especially with, like, video games and shit now.
Okay. I know what, Shelton X Benjamin got one, or is that different?
But his is different because, like, back then, I think he was, like, initially, like, I think his nickname was, like, he was, like, Invader X or some shit like that. He was one of, like, the first, like, invaders of, like, New Japan, like, who wasn't, like, I guess he just popped up and, like, was, like, a bad guy, Gaijin or whatever, for a while.
Yeah,
like, because they had other dudes pop up. They had dudes like Devitt and Bernard and Carl Anderson, a whole bunch of these dudes, but they didn't have, like, anybody, like, something ex-Benjamin come up and start trying to tear shit apart or whatever. I think he came around the same time MVP did in New Japan. But, yeah, that X stuff, whatever. Let's move on.
All right. Mofo, your thoughts on BB Hulk?
Mega Man X. Like, they have Mega Man anyway.
Oh, yeah, Mega Man X. That's the 10. Yeah.
Mega Man X. Mega Chef, sorry. BB Hulk, to me, is one of those guys that's it's kind of weird. Former, first, what, Dragon Gate USA champion, right? Open of Freedom Gate champion? But to me, just an amazing look. Like, that's the one thing I always noticed about BB Hulk. He has this awesome, awesome look that he just looks like, he looks like a character you would find in a video game. And when he first came out, he was the pretty boy with the dancing and everything like that. Then all of a sudden, he turned into the evil BB Hulk where he had the black hair and everything. And to me, it was just, I'm a huge BB Hulk fan, and a lot of it has to do with his look. I mean, the thing is, he just kind of looks like a mix of Tajiri with an athletic Tajiri. Like, Tajiri's kind of funny looking and has that kind of sort of like weird looking face, but BB Hulk has that same build, but he looks like a video game character. So, looks like fucking Ryu from Street Fighter, and everybody loves Ryu. Yeah, like, he looks like he can beat someone's ass, and when he does, it's fun. I actually remember the first time I saw him was actually in, I think it was PWG. I downloaded a PWG show, and I want to say he fought, oh, God, Doi? I want to say Naruki Doi?
Yeah.
But, and the thing is that if you look at Doi and you look at Hulk, and you look at the two in the ring, and you've never seen them before in wrestling. Bear in mind, I've never seen Dragon Gate or anything like that. This is my first PWG show I've ever seen. I saw Ring of Honor, and that was pretty much it. I literally was like, I want Hulk to win. Because he looks cool. You know, but Doi won, and I think a lot of the fans, even when you watch the show, it's like, they were kind of lackluster. I think, but Hulk's big thing is he has an amazing look, and he's actually a pretty good wrestler. It's kind of weird how we never really talk about him a lot on the show. We never talk about him as one of the guys who will go to the next level. So, you know, but I'm sure there's some little black kid in the city who looks at him like I looked at Liger. Hopefully.
Oh, man. Hopefully. Okay. So, hopefully you know this tag team. This is actually Doomsday's tag team of the year, I believe. I think that's who you said. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan, the tag team of those two guys. Now, I like these guys. I think they fit each other perfectly because I believe one didn't have a personality and the other one did. And they meshed up together. It just worked. Peanut butter and jelly just worked. Why did that combination work? It's just questions you just don't ask. Everyone loves Gable. They like him because they remind him of Kurt Angle, just a little bit shorter. A lot shorter, actually. But he's really, really entertaining, and he can wrestle. But when you get that hot tag with Jason Jordan, that gets me amped up sometimes, man. It don't even need to have the straps down. Like, this man, this hot tag is one of the best right now. I like this tag team. I hope they continue with them going forward. Maybe get them a tag title shot or something like that, because they had that good showing at NXT TakeOver Respect. That tag match that they had with, I believe it was Baron Corbin and Rhino. And that was the best tag team match and on a takeover, in my opinion. On an NXT takeover, that was the best tag team match, and those two were in there.
Yeah.
Mofo, your thoughts on the tag team of Jason Jordan and Chad Gable?
Date to me was a very, it's like you said. I mean, I think I kind of agree with everything you said, but that's been, of course, across the years. Like, I was hearing about, just to go old man everything, I heard about someone say that the Midnight Express, like, you would always have the worker and the talker. That's what the great tag teams have. You have the worker, and you have the talker. And the only thing is, with the Midnight Express, where you say neither of them could talk, first off, sweet Stan Lane could talk. And Lee Champion, I'm sure, somewhere is, like, yelling at his going, "Oh, you mean Sweet Stan Lane could talk?" But Jim Cornette was their mouthpiece. And you had the Rock and Roll Express, who Robert Gibson could work with the wonky eye, Ricky Morton could talk. So, the Andersons, Ole could wrestle, Arn could talk. So, I mean, imagine that old school tag team. That's one thing I do love about NXT, man. They do tag team wrestling so well. Even Ring of Honor, Kyle O'Reilly's the workhorse, Bobby Fish can talk. And the thing is that it's just, I can go all day long. Young Bucks with Matt and Nick Jackson. Nick's more the worker, Matt's the talker. So it's just, it meshes so well. And, you know, I don't know. I think tag teams are hard to get up on when they come to the main roster. Tag team wrestling is so diluted nowadays, especially, but you would think that with more TV, you'd want more tag team wrestling. But, you know, for now, they're doing really well.
All right, Doomsday, you got any thoughts on Chad Gable and Jason Jordan tag team?
Yeah, like I said before, definitely my favorite tag team in 2015. When they first formed up, I was a little hesitant of it, specifically because of Jordan. But after dude like got his hair cut and got like all serious and all like intense and shit like that, and yeah. Those two just mesh well, with Chad being the energetic, talkative one, and Jordan just like going off, like, you know, like what I love about the team is that like they have a great combo of like the technical wrestling and intensity and all that shit like that. Like, you got Chad, who is able to do a lot of technical stuff. Same Jordan can do the same thing, but Jordan's bread and butter is definitely the hot tags. Like, that guy knows how to go off. Like, he's and I remember the last event they were part of. Like, Jordan was just suplexing dudes left and right. Like, he was hitting all types of suplexes. Like, he was a human.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was definitely a human suplex machine that night. That was really, really fun to see. Like, people love to like hype up Chad Gable, but like, the more I see the tag team like perform, the more that you see how well Jason Jordan has done. You know, and they just mesh really, really well. And yeah, again, that Rhino, what's his name?
Baron Corbin.
Yeah, Baron Corbin tag team match. Definitely one of my favorite tag team matches of the year. Actually, I think I listed that as one of my one of the must see matches I put for 2015, because that one was really great. I really enjoyed that tag match. And I didn't see that much great tag team wrestling, but that one was definitely something that stuck out. So yeah.
All right. And the last five-star wrestler here, former world champion, WWE champion, tag champion, U.S. champion. My God, he was a Ring of Honor world champion. This is the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, also known as Daniel Bryan. Mofo, I believe you would like to go first on this one. Your thoughts on the best in the world, Bryan Danielson.
I know we've talked about Bryan Danielson a little bit. I don't know if he's been on Five Star Wrestlers. I'm assuming he hasn't. I think we talked about him when we talked about Shawn Michaels. But Bryan Danielson, to me, one of the best workers ever. That being said, and you know, I think if you listen to our last couple, a bunch of our old shows, we've given Bryan Danielson his shine. So I'm going to give a little bit of time to give a little to actually bury Bryan Danielson a bit. The problem I have with Bryan Danielson is not Bryan Danielson, but Bryan Danielson has the stigma that is really coming a lot of the ROH guys, and hopefully Kevin Steen can avoid this, where the Ring of Honor guys are getting a lot more credit than what they do. It looks like it's just a tragic end to a great career. Most people don't understand because they haven't been around. Bryan Danielson fucking was working for, this is like 15 years now. He was around 1999, 2000, 2001. He was around. He may have been training. He was 20, but he was around. So, I mean, he's been 10, 15 years in the business. And the problem is that everybody's looking at him now, well, I hope he would get a chance. Well, they didn't fucking sign him for 10 years. So now it's no way for him. So now he got a concussion and he keeps getting hurt and everything, and it may not be his fault. It may be his fault, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, Bryan Danielson to me is a great career. It's just one of those things where I think a lot of people want something because they believe it's going to be better than what it is. His career trajectory honestly reminds me a lot of Kurt Angle, where people kept asking him to do more. And then near the end of it, we want him to retire. He goes to TNA. Oh, he should retire. Don't know why he's in TNA. Oh, he's having five-star matches in TNA. This is why he should have always been there. Now, 10 years after that, well, I really wish Angle had retired. I think Bryan Danielson is going to be he's one of the great workers of our generation, maybe the best. Everything he does is so fucking fluid. Everything he does is so great. He is a little bit boring. The chant is more over than he is. But to me, Bryan Danielson is just going to be, he's going to go into history. He may be a WWE Hall of Famer, but to me, at this point, it's looking more and more that they are not in a rush to put him in a position that people want him to be in. And I think at some point, we just got to accept that.
All right. Doomsday, you got any thoughts on Daniel Bryan Danielson?
He's great. He's awesome. I would love to see him back, I guess, doing some light stuff, I guess. But, I don't have too much to say besides what Mofo dished out, really. He's dope.
Yeah. Let me see. I was surprised of the reaction that he has received from fans. Now, we all know that he's like one of the greatest like technical wrestlers, and what PWI had him like for the greatest technical wrestler like for like on 8 years straight. Like, you're right, he's been wrestling for years, and you know they say give him a chance and he gets hurt, but the fans still want to see him. Like you said earlier in the show, they still want to see him face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. They want to see him win the Royal Rumble. They just want him to just win, you know? WrestleMania 30 was great. It was great. And it was headlined by him because of A, CM Punk leaving, and B, the fans. And that was just in his WWE career. He had the U.S. title. He had the tag team with Team Hell No and Kane. And in Ring of Honor, one of the best world champions they've ever had. You know, and he worked until he got injured. You know, and he was over. You know, I got till five, and he was the one to say he was the best in the world. And he really was. You know, and the top three, you got what? Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, and Nigel McGuinness. And two of them are under the WWE banner right now. Daniel Bryan's matches with Takeshi Morishima, and his match with Christopher Daniels and Low Ki. You know, you got him versus Roderick Strong. You got and the rivalry with Nigel McGuinness and Bryan Danielson. Like, that was just great series of matches. You know. So, yeah, Daniel Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, for some of them that still remember they call him Dragon. That guy can do it.
If you had to put money on it, if you had to put money on it, do you think he'll ever be WWE champion again?
Nah, I mean, Jesus.
What your heart tells you, but if you had to, if I said, Pootie, give me $500, what would be the most amount of money you would say, I feel confident putting this money in that he'll be world heavyweight champion again?
$5. He gets injured too much. That's fact. You know, I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, they don't care. That's the thing. They don't care if he's injured or not. They don't care if he's injury prone. They still want to see this man a champion. But him winning the title, it might not be the world title because they did that last year. He was the Intercontinental Champion. But as far as WWE world title, I don't see him winning that.
I honestly think he'd be better as an Intercontinental Champion. I thought his reign – I was actually really excited for his reign as Intercontinental Champion.
I think his the open challenge was supposed to be for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was originally his idea, apparently. That's what he says. The open challenge and shit.
Yeah, I mean, he for the most part had, because he had faced off Ziggler, and then John Cena came out with the open challenge, and I thought they were going to alternate, was going to be the thought process. It was 1 week it would be John Cena, the next week it would be Daniel Bryan, which was a really good idea in itself, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's actually not a bad idea, too.
But it was
just to see who's the better champion out of the two, and they're not even going to face each other, or they could.
Net up to SummerSlam and then had the two face each other.
Yeah, you know, and you know, that could have been title for title instead of John Cena Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
you know, and well, I mean, I didn't mind either match, but still, it's another idea that they can use if he is healthy. They can't really plan ahead for this guy if he keeps getting hurt. And like you say, he's been wrestling for years, so I guess it's catching up to him. Unfortunate.
I mean, when you're also what he's looking at, you're talking about, because it's his concussions. Stuff scary, man. I mean, we've seen, how many people have we seen where it sounds like, oh, it's a good idea for them to have, you know what I mean? It's a good idea for them. Let's push them. They should be doing this. And then next thing you know.
Concussion.
You know, or next thing you know, I mean, they're out of the industry and they're fucking. Yeah, I watched. I don't know. Anybody remember who Axel Rotten is? I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, that's the blonde haired one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fat blonde haired one.
I don't know if you guys have seen Barbed Wire City. You can find it on YouTube, the whole documentary. That motherfucker has Bell's palsy and just. It looks bad. Like, there's no other way for me to put it.
Really?
Like, and he says he still wrestles with Bell's palsy.
Shit.
Half his face is, I mean, he has JR face. Half his
face
is.
JR has it, yes.
Half his face doesn't work and shit. And I mean, it's just Sabu, Perry Saturn. I mean, it's nice when those guys are out there, you know, doing stuff, but after a while, it gets, you know, hey. You gotta think about yourself, man.
You gotta be thinking about your health here, man. But all right, that was it for Five Star Wrestlers. Thank everybody for joining us. I do not have the shows for the weekend. I believe Ring of Honor is doing something in Indianapolis, where Roderick Strong is facing Curry Man for the television title. Woo. But yeah, I'm just not for it. I'm kinda sorta. But you guys got any plugs or any last thoughts you want to get out here?
Plugs. The Rant EM Radio Ranty Awards are there. Little message for Rant EM Radio. We did not get nominated again this year. Should have been.
Because of what?
I don't know. But not on the list. Not on anybody's list for even nominated. So hopefully that gets taken care of. We are in works. Gonna be talking to Double A about that in a couple months. But go ahead. They're also doing the Royal Rumble contest, as always. So every year they do the Royal Rumble contest where you get to pick the order and the winner of the Royal Rumble. The prize, I believe, this year is the same as it was last year, where you get to pick your favorite programs and air them all day, which means, obviously, you will have a full day of rant and wrestling.
You better, but listen
to us every Thursday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Rant EM Radio. That's RANTEMRADIO.com, RantEMRadio.com. Of course, the next pay-per-view that we will be previewing, pre-show for, is the Royal Rumble event itself. By the way, Royal Rumble, same day as the NFC Championship game. Don't know what the fuck they were thinking there.
We'll never do that.
Literally, the NFC Championship game's at 6:30, the Royal Rumble's at 8.
What?
They never do that before. Oh, my God.
No idea. I mean, and it's the championship games. They didn't even do it on Wild Card Weekend. I mean.
No, they normally do their Royal Rumble on their bye week. Right. Or on the Pro Bowl or something. Normally it's the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Royal Rumble's next a week from Sunday. That's going to be NFC and AFC Championship weekend. So at 3 o'clock. You watch the AFC Championship game. Then, of course, it's football. I mean, it goes from 3 o'clock, celebration, 6 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock you change over. And WWE, I guess because of the network, they don't worry about the pay-per-view buys, but still, that, I don't know. So, again, dead crowd in Orlando. I can tell you that. Dead crowd in Orlando. Why? Motherfuckers will be looking at those phones.
Looking at their phones.
FanDuel's still out. You can still do FanDuel, DraftKings, and those, and everything. Check them out.
FCC ain't taking them down yet.
Right. Oh, that's it. I got it. 3, 2, 1. It's Kalisto. Fuck it. Talk Brunch, new show on Rant EM Radio. They have now moved to Monday nights at 11:30, right after Raw. Please listen to those guys. Very funny show. That is on there. And, of course, on Tuesday you have the doubleheader with Durant, and then Lee Champion and Rage bring you Freakins and FA Geeks. Us on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Friday nights, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live version. And the Wrestling Call-In Show, the call-in show about wrestling on Saturday nights. And last but not least, the What Are You Reading comic book show, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. So please listen to those. Definitely appreciate the kind words and everything like that. And once again, definitely want everyone to know out there to please vote for the Ranty Awards. And, of course, put in some write-ins. Rant and wrestling.
Please.
In write-ins. We're damn entertaining.
We have been on here for a while now. We need something. Come on, man.
So, and also listening to us 5 weeks from now, we will be doing our
100th episode.
Our 100th episode.
You guys are just 100 episodes. We're not even nominated. What is the deal? You know what? We'll worry about it another time. Tuesday, you got anything to plug, yo?
Yeah, I guess so. Doomsday 519.tumblr.com at Joey Doomsday on Twitter. Doomsday 519. Well, Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube. Doomsday Space Gorilla, as in PWG Gorilla, in YouTube, as well as my secondary channel. And Doomsday 519 on Dailymotion. Don't use that much anymore, but subscribe to me anyway on there. Whatever. Yeah, that's it.
Alright. And I believe that's it for us. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes for those that, you know, that keeps going to the website. It might be a little easier if y'all just subscribe to the iTunes and you just search in NNZ. We were, are the only ones there. So there we go. And, Mofo, please, kind words for the marks out there that hate Roman Reigns, the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the second annual Catalina Wine Mixer. Roman wins everything. Our WWE World Heavyweight Champion has decided to tell you, as always, Superman, punch your way out of life, spear your way through the problems, and remember, stay live, not job.
Tuesday, any kind words if you give a damn.
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed
every day.